Huh?
If he's just got y'all shook up, huh? If he's selling things for less than what he paid for them, you'd say he's selling out of
pocket, or what? Selling out of, I don't know.
Okay, word I'm looking for, L-O-double-S. Selling out of.
L-O-double-S.
Mm-hmm.
Selling at a loss.
Okay. And if you see something that you want to buy, you might say, well, I sure would like to have that, but it just...
costs too much.
Okay. But if you really want it, you might go see your banker and ask if you could...
get a loan.
Or...
borrow some money.
Okay, he might say, well, I'd like to give you the loan, but nowadays money's mighty
hard to come by, or scarce.
Okay. And if it's the first of the month, you say it's the bill is
due.
Yeah, if you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
All right. Okay. If you were talking about a diving board, you say you go off the end of that board and in the water.
Dive in the water.
Yeah, he ran down the board and...
dove in the water.
Okay, he's done it several times. He's all day long.
He's dived all day long.
Okay. And when you get in the water, you begin to...
swim.
Yeah, he dived in and...
swam.
Yeah, he's done it a lot. He's...
been swimming.
Or he has...
swam.
Okay. What if you dive in the water and you land flat and make a popping sound?
Belly flop.
Okay. And if a child is playing in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go over. You'd say he did a what?
A flip.
Anything else?
Tumble.
Okay. Would you ever call it a somerset or somersault?
Somersault, yeah.
Okay. Let's say if you went into the store and bought something, or maybe you paid off your bill, the storekeeper might give you a little something extra. What would you call that?
And
what?
Some extra.
Yeah.
Can't think right now. Bargain. Discount. Free. What?
What about the word lanyard?
You think I'm a yearbook?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we first started, I think, and you said you thought it was some kind of
bulldog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people use it to mean that? Something extra? Give you a little lanyard? Like
mm-hmm.
a gift or bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Alright, talking about swimming, if somebody gets in water that's too deep for him, he might...
drown.
Yeah. And I was out doing these interviews for about 3 months, a couple of summers ago. I locked my keys in my car so many times I got to where I kept my spare key in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no telling how many times I've used that.
Well, when I first got my car, I got in the habit of taking my keys with me every time. Like, if I'm just getting out just to look at something, I always pull my keys out the ignition, you know. And people ask me, how come, you know, when I leave them in the car, they say, why do you take your keys with you? And I say, it's just force of habit.
That's a good idea. Okay, we're talking about drowned, the past of that.
Drowned.
Yeah, he has already.
Drowned.
Okay. What about, what would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Okay, and if something's up a tree and you have to get it, you have to, the tree.
Climb the tree.
Yeah, the past of that yesterday.
I climbed the tree.
And it has already been.
Climbed.
And if a child is getting ready to go to bed, he's going to say his prayers. You say he did what beside the bed?
Pray. Kneel.
Okay. And if somebody is tired,
nice. Go over, man. Good. You got a 115?